Hello, Jenny.
Hello, how are you?
Good. So what are we going to talk about today?
Okay, we're talking about the hot topic whey.
And why are we talking about whey?
We're talking about whey because people have a very adverse feeling towards whey, and they don't want to ingest it. That's why they're very apprehensive about taking something that has whey in it.
And if you ask them why, do you get a consistent answer?
Usually it's because they say things like, it makes me bloated, I can't digest it, it makes my stomach hurt, I don't think it's good for me, I've read bad things about it, things like that.
All right, so let me start out briefly by giving a little background on whey, because people don't even really know what whey is. And I know this because for many years, bodybuilders said whey protein is the best. And I'd ask them, what's whey? And they go, protein. I go, oh, I know it's protein, but like if I say egg protein, you know what an egg is, what is whey? They'd look puzzled. They never thought about it. They don't know. So it was in 1986, I believe, the Environmental Protection Agency came down on the dairy industry, and they said, in the manufacture of cheese, you are dumping junk into our water supply, and you can no longer do it. 1.6 billion liters of this garbage whey is being dumped into our water, making it toxic. So listen, dairy industry, you got to clean up your act. You got to find something else to do with this junk or whey.
Ugh, yeah.
So the dairy industry got together with some smart marketers and scientists and said, who will buy this stuff? And they realized who would, bodybuilders. So they started the annual Dairy Whey Protein Conference, and they had very smart scientists get up on a stage and present all of the virtues of whey protein, and before you know it, whey protein became the top-selling protein among athletes. So it's really interesting how there's kind of this pendulum swing where back then everybody said, whey's the best. What is whey? I don't know, but it's the best, right? And now today we have the opposite where people go, no, whey, you can't have that. That's really bad. So
yeah.
Whey is a dairy product, and it is the leftover when they manufacture cheese. So all of the things you said about whey are really specific to people's relationships with dairy. So they go, I can't have dairy. When I have dairy, I gain weight. When I have dairy, I get bloated. And then they'll look at what they've heard in research. They'll say things like, no, dairy is high in saturated fat, and that's bad for you. It increases the risk of heart disease, and it's bad for the gut. And most people are allergic to dairy. Those are, I'm going to say, the misunderstandings. I don't want to call them mistruths. But those statements really come out of a lack of understanding. So before we go further into the virtue of whey, I want to make a couple of points. One is the whey is included in the shake, which is a part of the three-part system that makes up the Thrive product, which is why you and I are discussing this to begin with. But it is just one part of the three-part system. There's the capsules, the shake, and the transdermal patch. And this is all a delivery system to deliver nutrients. So it is not a protein product specifically. There are 15 grams of protein, but most of that protein is a plant-based protein called pea protein. So we're talking about a very, very small amount of whey. And there are some virtues of whey, and one of them is because it is a dairy product from milk, when we talk about these good bacteria, the probiotics, there's one that we hear about in relation to yogurt, one that we often hear on TV commercials, lactobacillus. Lacto, it comes from dairy. So if you want to put these good probiotics in a powder, in a packet, those probiotics have to live. They have to feed. They have to live on something, and they don't live on peas. So by putting some fermented soy in there and putting some whey in there, you create a living ecosystem for these colonies of bacteria that will soon move into your gut and re-inhabit what's called your microbiome, which is a part of the overall benefit of this product. So, Jenny, did I just confuse listeners, or did that make sense?
Well, even if it sounds a little bit confusing, it's good information. And I think what this will do is allow people to have what are we trying to do? An understanding, an education of actually, like, okay, this is what it is. Actually, this is why it's in here. It's not in here to be intended as a quote-unquote bodybuilder protein shake. It's in here as part of a three-step process. And it's, you know, this product, we can all agree, is great for gut health, right? And so that's the reason that the whey is in there. So regardless of if you understand all those big words or exactly what, you know, everything that you're saying, the information is good, and it's hopefully going to give people that understanding.
Now, what's really important is it's a very small amount of whey protein. It's a very small amount. There are only 15 grams of total protein, and I said the preponderance of it is pea protein. It's a very small amount. So you and I have both had the experience where potential customers look at the label, and they go, oh, can't have this, it has whey, which, again, means can't have this, it has dairy. But my experience has been similar to yours, because some of my experiences have been with your guidance. We have somebody try it. And I've now had enough people who said, oh, no, no, I'm sensitive to dairy or even allergic to dairy, who have tried it. And by the way, they said they were allergic to dairy. I don't believe they were in many cases. Because that is severe. If you really do have a dairy allergy, you should not have any dairy. But I think people overuse that word. Everybody has lactose intolerance. And it's because when they have too much dairy, they get uncomfortable, digestively uncomfortable. Anyway, the point I'm leading to here is they try it and they find that it's fine. And this is not just with a couple of people. I mean, this is a good number of people who have said, I can't have it. My suggestion was start with a teaspoon, just a little bit, you know, and then go to a tablespoon. You were a little more aggressive because I think you had more experience in this with having people kind of get past the fear. You have them start with half a packet and then graduate to a whole packet. But Jenny, most of the time, haven't those people found this product to be not only okay, but incredibly valuable?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what I find so interesting is a lot of times people are equating some issues maybe to a food allergy, and that's not really the issue at all, right? It's because their gut is wrecked. And so by getting these good enzymes and these pre and probiotics in every single day, not only are they not having those adverse effects that they thought they would have from a quote-unquote what they thought was an allergy, but now they're fixing the gut issue. And so their gut health starts to improve, and those what they thought were allergies before are now going away. Does that make sense?
Absolute sense. And I know that you only have a minute or two, so I just want to share some final points related to dairy, because we're not trying to ask people to have something that is not good for them. But I just want to give people the right information so they can make educated decisions. And I know there was a time probably in the 1970s where it became common knowledge, I'll say, that saturated fats cause heart disease and we have to stay away from saturated fats, and meats were villainized, and of course so too were dairy products. And then the dairy industry started coming out with non-fat and low fat. But the fact is, since 1978, milk intake among Americans has dropped from nearly a cup per day per person to less than half of that. And 54% of Americans no longer drink milk at all or dairy at all. We haven't seen a reduction in heart disease. Like, if half the people stopped doing something, you'd see,
we'd see something cut
in half,
yeah.
Right? So there was a study published in December of 2014 that kind of blew away some of the myths. It was in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And this was a legitimate study. Researchers were from Tufts and Harvard universities. And more recently, in fact, just this summer, there was a study that was published showing that milk is actually good for you. And it is a meta-analysis where researchers review all of the data over the past 10 years, and the study title is Current Advice to Limit Dairy Intake Should Be Reconsidered. So I know I can't right now, but I could go into depth in that. And then the final thing I want to say is while 65% of American adults do have some issue with lactose intolerance, in all likelihood, it's because of the way we evolve. As infants, we are designed to drink mother's milk, so we are equipped enzymatically to digest it. As we become adults, of course, we no longer need that, so we lose that enzyme. But that doesn't mean we can't have any. It means we probably can't tolerate a lot. So a small amount of whey protein, in my experience, has very little impact on very few people. I really just haven't seen it. And when we look at actual allergies, it's a tiny segment of our population that is really allergic to dairy. So at the very least, I hope that this will get rid of that, again, that knee-jerk reaction where people go, oh, there's dairy, I can't have it, and open them up to make a more educated decision and perhaps try it. Good?
Perfect. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sounds great.
If it's perfect, okay. We'll leave it at that, Jenny.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.